Hello, everyone. Jeff Bickerstaff here, host of the 3296 Weather Podcast, and this is your afternoon weather update for Monday, May the 3rd, 2021. Well, if you saw my severe weather outlook this morning, you noticed that Dallas-Fort Worth, the vast majority of Dallas-Fort Worth, was in the marginal risk category for seeing severe weather. What that typically means, of course, is that means that we have isolated severe thunderstorms out there. You know, typically we might see some scattered hail reports, things like that. And the reason we thought that was because even though we have this very warm air mass upon us, we may see temperatures above 90 degrees for the first time today this year. We had a pretty strong capping inversion, and probably more importantly than that, we had a cold front that was headed our way at a pretty good clip. And, you know, once that cold front comes through, it really limits our severe weather potential. Well, you can forget all that. So what has happened is that because the cold front has slowed down, now you see severe weather chances greatly increasing for Dallas-Fort Worth. So because of that, the Storm Prediction Center has upgraded our marginal risk of seeing severe thunderstorms to our enhanced risk of seeing severe thunderstorms. And of course, we just skipped the slight risk category. We just went straight from 1 to 3, unfortunately. So what does that really mean for us? Well, let's talk about the specifics of it. So as we like to talk about, we'd like to talk about the three primary severe weather modes. That's tornadoes, hail, and damaging winds. So let's break that down specifically by each hazard this afternoon. Okay, so again, if you saw this morning's graphic as far as the tornado probabilities, you saw that, matter of fact, you didn't see anything. The 2% category was up in Oklahoma. Well, we just went from 2% to 10%. And then we also went into a 10% hatched category. So now technically that 10% is just north of the Metroplex. The Metroplex proper is in 5%, although it's really close. Part of Collin and Denton counties are included in the 10% hatched. And so what that means is that there's a 10% chance of seeing a significant tornado, which is typically EF2 or higher, within that hatched area. And so when you look at the graphic, you can see that that's mainly far northern parts of Dallas-Fort Worth, Denton and Collin counties, and northeast and southeast Oklahoma. Now, this is actually kind of a conditional threat because a couple things have to come together. Number one is, of course, you have to have supercell development southwest of this area, move into this area. And if these storm modes kind of conglomerate too quickly, then the tornado threat would really diminish. So this is really a worst-case scenario as far as what they think. But, 10% tornado threat within a hatched area is nothing to just blow off. So that's our first threat. The tornado threat went from basically nothing in Dallas-Fort Worth to pretty significant. Even if you're not in the hatched area, it went from 0 to 5%. So that's something that we definitely want to keep an eye on. The next threat we want to look at is damaging winds. And again, this is typically 60 miles an hour or greater. Now, on the wind map here, you do see that we have a hatched area. So what does that mean? So if you don't have a hatched area and you have a percentage, whether it's 5% or 15%, that's a percentage of seeing a wind gust of 58 miles an hour or greater within a 25 mile radius of a point, i.e. your house. So when you see a hatched area, that ups it a little bit. So that's instead of a percentage of seeing a 60 mile an hour wind, you're seeing the percentage of a 75 mile an hour wind. Now, so Dallas-Fort Worth is all within that. And also Dallas-Fort Worth is within the 30% category, not just the 15% category. So again, a significant upgrade from what we saw this morning. So what would be the scenario where we saw damaging winds? Well, damaging winds, we would see, again, these storms would form as supercells isolated. That's where you have the tornado threat and a large hail threat. But again, if they conglomerate into a Boeing echo line, and that's the thinking that this might happen later in the period, that's why you see these hatched areas for damaging wind. Because if that were to happen, then you could easily see wind gusts of 75 miles an hour or greater. So that's what the Storm Prediction Center is looking at here. And then if we go to the hail map, and this is this is the one we don't like to look at, but we have to look at it. So again, Dallas-Fort Worth is in the 30% category, which is not great. And of course, it's within the hatched area. So again, if you remember, we talk about this all the time. So if you have a percentage of seeing hail just period without a hatched area that's a 1-inch diameter hail or bigger. When you have a hatched area that's 2 inches in diameter or bigger, that's a percentage. And so you see over Dallas-Fort Worth and areas northeast, you see a 30% hatched area. So as you can just do all the math, that means that you have a 30% chance of seeing 2-inch diameter hail within 25 miles of a point at your house. Now, having said all that, does that mean all this is going to happen? No, it doesn't. Even if it does happen in these hatched areas, these shaded areas, does that mean everybody within those shaded areas is going to see the worst of the worst? It does not mean that. So, you know, with weather forecasting, the best thing we can do at this point is say, hey, this is our best guess. We have to kind of broad brush things sometimes because we just don't have the science to pinpoint it to neighborhoods this far out. So it's nothing to be alarmed about. It's just that it is something to be aware of, because especially later in the afternoon toward the early evening hours, you definitely want to keep an eye on the weather where you're at. Well, let's look at the satellite picture and see what we got there, and let's see if anything's popped up yet. And probably not to your surprise, nothing has popped up. So you can see pretty clearly on this satellite picture where the front is, where this demarcation of the cloud line. And so that's something that we'll be watching very closely, because as you can tell, it was making progress this morning, and now it's pretty much stationary or moving very slowly to the south. That's what's caused all our trouble. Our trouble is that the front has slowed down, and it slowed down, and of course that will allow the atmosphere over North Texas, since it's so warm and humid, to become even more warm and humid and more unstable. And that's what's going to give us a fuel for thunderstorms. Now, I haven't talked about the cap much because, you know, that's the last thing I wanted to mention. This is kind of the key to everything. As I mentioned this morning, there's not a whole lot that's changed about that. We still have a capping inversion overhead. However, it is starting to, or there's signs anyway, that it's starting to weaken. But again, I always like to emphasize it depends on how much it weakens and where it weakens. So you could have a scenario where the cap just completely goes away. I'm not saying that's going to happen in this case, but if it did, I mean, thunderstorms would blossom everywhere. That's actually not a bad thing, because that will let thunderstorms congeal together. From a tornado and hail threat, that's a good thing. From a gusty wind, straight line wind threat, that's actually not a good thing, but hey, you know, we can only control so much. So the satellite picture represents a good idea of what's going on right now. So obviously there's hardly any clouds between the clouds in the southeastern part of the state to the front, the clouds with the front in northwest Texas. So that just tells you that there's a lot of sinking air over us, which is a thank you cap. But again, if you could get an up, when that front approaches and that weather disturbance in the upper atmosphere approaches, if you know, that updraft can be strong enough to punch through it, then that's what you're going to see. And then you'll see explosive thunderstorm development, most likely to our west and southwest, moving into North Texas, most likely after 6. So that's a pretty long discussion about what's going on, but there's a lot of factors in play. And so the bottom line is that, you know, it's just something that we got to watch. It's not anything to be alarmed about, to be scared of or anything like that. But like I always say, you just want to be prepared later this evening if you can't be. And if that means you can put your car in the garage, I definitely would. Hopefully that it's like getting your car washed on a sunny day, right? You know, that means it's going to rain. So if you put all your cars in the garage, maybe that means it won't hail. So I'll take anything we can get. Now, I'll just pop this on real quick. This is the current radar, and it's obviously nothing's out there. So, but this kind of graphically shows, you know, these Storm Prediction Center's enhanced area for severe thunderstorms. So pretty graphic presentation there. So, okay, so let me go back before we close here, back to our images and see, just kind of give you a summary of, again, what to expect. So again, enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms for Dallas-Fort Worth and points northeast. I think timing-wise, we wouldn't see anything before 6, although don't hold me to that, because it just depends on when Mother Nature wants to start popping things. As always, I'll be watching the weather and keep you updated on what's going on. Hopefully, if the cap holds, hopefully it'll be pretty quiet. I don't really think that's going to be the case, but you could always have wishful thinking. But, you know, my mom always told me, you know, prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And that's what we're going to do this afternoon. We're going to keep watching it. And as always, I'm watching the weather, so you don't have to. These will be posted on my social media page. So if you have a comment, send me a comment on social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch. And as I said, I will be watching this closely the rest of the day and into the evening. I appreciate everyone watching. I hope everyone has a great afternoon, and stay safe and be weather aware this afternoon. We'll talk to you soon.